Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support.
The best version of Genesis is with Peter Gabriel. Nah. Not even close. Nah. Sorry. That psychedelic crap, it's all right. It's not that good. I mean, brother, just kick in three sides live, and there's no. That's it's all subjective. That's fine. You know what I mean? There are people that are tell you that they like Fleetwood Mac's early days with Peter Green, and I'm going to tell you, hell no. Once Stevie Nicks and Buckingham joined, they went to another level. Plenty of people, they like early Journey. I'm sorry, dude. Once Steve Perry took over, it was over. So it is what it is. I guess it's a subjective thing. There are times that people will tell you they like the early portion of a band or whatever. You know, the Syd Barrett days of Pink Floyd. Give me a little bit later. Give me a little bit later. So, no, I couldn't disagree with you more. I think it was decent music, but it was too out there at times. And once Phil took over, bro, those are the hits. Those are the monster songs, man. That's when Genesis became Genesis. They kind of were more of a show in those days than they were Peter. I love Peter Gabriel more than Peter Gabriel Genesis. How about that? Okay, give me games with what is it? Games Without Frontiers, War Without Tears. Give me any of that stuff that he does. Salisbury Hill and the So album is an effing masterpiece. The So album is one of the 100 best albums in the history of music. Period. Not rock, not pop, not disco, not R&B, not funk, not rap, not classical. Top 100 album of all time. I don't know where you want to put it, but give me him solo over anything that he did with Genesis. Anything. Give me Phil Collins solo over anything early Genesis. Give me Mike Rutherford and the Mechanics. Mike and the Mechanics over anything early Genesis. That's just me, okay? That's all I can tell you. Fleetwood Mac was really two different bands, could have just changed the name. No, I know that, but it's up to you which one you like. It's not like I don't like the early Fleetwood Mac. I do like it, but are you kidding me, dude? There's no comparison. Once Stevie Nicks and Buckingham joined, the band went to another level. Please, give me a break.